Welcome to Laugh It Up Fuzzball. I am Joe the Wookiee Riot. Welcome to the podcast where we talk about life, the universe, and everything, but mostly geek stuff. A place where we get to let our geek flag fly and talk about all things geek. As I've said before, this isn't an amalgamation of geek news or a comprehensive guide to all genres or the world of geekdom. Hopefully it's just a fun place to cover some geek news, comics, The Simpsons, Star Wars, and whatever randomness finds its way onto the recording. But let us get started.
Well, hey, friends. Welcome to level 387 of Laugh It Up Fuzzball. And Wookiee just jumping in throughout one of our normal solo episodes, you know, where we really do the geekery and all that jazz. And it's interesting. We just have a leap year, right? We left ahead one whole day. Every 4 years, we have a leap. I always enjoy leap year because my stepmom, Miss P, has a birthday on leap year. And happy 19th birthday, dear stepmom. my dear departed old man used to always joke about how much older he was than his missus. But yeah, leap year, and hopefully it was a leap for you. Hopefully you leapt, but hopefully you had that big leap of faith, which leads you on the next journey, the leap that changes your life forever. The podcast leap, that's what we loop, we leap, we lump, we do the thing. We talk about news, and you know the drill. Solo episodes, news ketchup. That's right, we open up the bottle of catsup, and we pour it all over the geeky news, and we look at what tasty goodness lies before us. We do, my friends, and that is what we're going to do. Right this moment, getting into the Fantabulous Fuzzballs focus, and looking at the things that were posted by our geeky betters, by our geeky booters, butters, as you know, solo episodes recorded late, after the boy is asleep, after I've watched a thing or two, after I've typed up some show notes, and the later it is, the more loopy it is. Later and loopy, I say. Leapy and loopy, I don't know. Yeah, now that was a leap, right? Just recording for y'all. But the Marshall, of course, we can always count on him to drop some news for all of us. And he did it, Phil. The first news, Pokemon Concierge, which apparently is a show on Netflix, that does the thing with the Pokemans. I know absolutely nothing about this other than, we're going to get more Pokemon Concierge stop motion goodness on the Netflix. And if that's a show you like, if that's a property you like, I've been on record here on the podcast that I don't know much about the Pokemans, but if you dig it, the first season dropped in 2023, and we're gonna get more of it. I've not seen any of it. I don't know how good it is, but hey, if something you're interested in checking out right there, and you know you're gonna get more, so hurrah, hurrah, huzzah. Also, Danny posted, we're going to get a Transforming Ninja Turtles Party Wagon from Hasbro. Hey, what's not to like about that? Mashing up Turtles and Transformers. I mean, that's right up the line with the recording that posted last week from me and Blue when Worlds Collide. I was talking about some geeky crossovers, and that was a very enjoyable episode. And I highly advise, check it out. Level 386. Check out all the goodness that is me and Blue talking about things that maybe they do belong together, maybe they don't belong together, but things didn't already cross over, and just some wacky ideas we had. And it's funny, a recording that was ostensibly supposed to only be an hour that ended up being I don't know, like an hour 45, something like that. You know. But I wanted to give some credit to Danny. He had some crossovers that he wanted to share that he had on the Ben Tepper's Football's Focus. He wanted TMNT and SWAT Cats. That'd be a very good matchup. Willow and Masters of the Universe. Perfect. Exactly in line. He wanted Reboot and Sword Art Online. So both of those, I don't know much about it. But he also wanted The Muppets Meet Dune. And I don't know who the human he wanted, but Kermit as Paul Atreides could be a really fun. But I guess that means that Piggy has to be his love interest. I don't know. I guess Danny just got Dune on the brain. Maybe he bought one of those unholy popcorn buckets and is just talking to him from his mantle and giving him some strange ideas. But what is not a strange idea is taking the Ninja Turtles party wagon and making it a Transformer. Delightful, lovely, something that I would consider purchasing for the young 4-year-old who's all crazy for some Ninja Turtles. Danny also posted the Godzilla versus King Kong epic rap battle of history. I love all the epic rap battles in history. They're all so freaking good. They're so talented. And this one was even crazier because definitely some computer animation and enjoyable. I like seeing Godzilla and Kong rapping, making fun of each other. It's good sauce. Danny posted TMNT Mutant Mayhem, the sequel. We have a date, October 9th of 2026. Yeah, it's 2024, so it's 2.5 years away. But it's animated, and they need time to do the animation and the writing and all that jazz. Hopefully those teenage boys, the voices of the Turtles, don't have voice changes in the meantime. But we won't worry about that right now here in 2024. In March, friends, we'll worry about that in 2.5 years when the movie comes out. In the meantime, we're going to get animated on Nickelodeon or Paramount Plus for sure. So that's coming in our future, and that's exciting for all of us. And it's nice to see some forward progress on the sequel for that movie. Danny also posted a Rest in Peace for Richard Lewis, age 76, a comedian that many, many people liked, especially Larry David, since he had him on Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's crazy. Apparently him and Larry David were born like 3 days apart in the same hospital in New York, became friends at summer camp. So yeah, he, very, very dark comedian. I think I've seen a little bit of his stand-up. I know he's been on shows, including Curb Your Enthusiasm, but what, of course, I know Richard Lewis from Prince John and Robin Hood Men in Tights. And just for that contribution to the world alone, I say thank you and thoughts and all the vibes to your family and your fans and friends. So yeah, there you go. That's all the news from Danny. I also posted some stuff. The Boys Season 4, we got an announcement. June 13th. So in like 3 months, we're going to get the 4th season of The Boys. And we'll see how bonkers they go. They went real hard in the college age spinoff. So we'll see what's coming to shock us. What atrocities Homelander gets up to. And what's going on with the 7 and Thought and all that. And of course with Carl Urban and the gang. The Boys going up against them, and for Huey and Mother's Milk and Frenchie and all of them, we shall see what awaits them in the world of wildness and blood and raunchiness. Other news, I dropped Star Wars Battlefront Collection that's developed by Asper and available really soon, March 14th, so like 11 days as we're recording right now. If you're a big fan of Star Wars Battlefront and Star Wars Battlefront 2, those original games, hey, they're coming back, they're remastered, they're including lots of stuff. There'll be the ability to do Heroes Quest for like every level instead of just the one or two that it was before. And really, really cool news, honestly, for all of us. Those original Battlefront games were really, really dope. And I'm glad that they're getting some TLC and coming our way. Also dropped the trailer for Star Trek Discovery Season 5. This is coming to Paramount Plus. On, I think I said Discovery Blues, or Mean Mayhem. Paramount Blues is what I meant to say. Just go back and just change my words, you know? But April 4th on Paramount Blues, I've watched all this show from the bad-looking Klingons to the jumping in the future. So, of course, I'm going to be there for the final season. The trailer does make it look like one big action movie, and that could be fun. Hopefully there's still drama and good story amongst all that. We're just going to have to see what this crew gets up to. And what this greatest treasure is, and how it all wraps up. Endings are perpetually difficult in the world of storytelling, so we shall see. To be continued with my thoughts in the future. Future Wookiee, if you're coming back to listen to this, hopefully the sound quality is okay, and you know how young and innocent I sounded way back on March 3rd. That's all the news for me. We got a single item from Joseph, the other Joseph, Danny's other Joseph, in the Boy Kills World trailer, a movie that's dropping April 26th. This movie looks bonkers. Really have no clue what this violent extravaganza of a movie is, so it's just worth mentioning the IMDb description. Quote, a dystopian... Quote, a dystopian fever dream action film that follows Boyd, a deaf person with a vibrant imagination. When his family is murdered, he is trained by a mysterious shaman to repress his childish imagination and become an instrument of death. End quote. This is Bill Skarsgård kicking butt. Never talking with internal monologues from H. John Benjamin, a.k.a. Archer, a.k.a. Bob from Bob's Burgers. It looks so fun, and I will have to add this to the list of movies that I want to see for this year. I love a good surprise dystopian weirdness popping into my life. And, yeah, this looks great. It looks like exactly the kind of movie I would want to watch. Violent and bloody and weird and funny and sweet. Yeah, unique and lovely. Corey dropped a single thing with the Borderlands trailer. This movie comes to us August 9th from Eli Roth. No, not a murder porn movie. Basically just following a weird ragtag gang of people in a dystopian planet trying to get something. I have heard the folks saying that this looks like Guardians of the Galaxy, that kind of take on a video game adaptation. But honestly, if that formula works, why not? Once upon a time, I said that about the Dungeons & Dragons movie from the trailer, and I was not correct exactly that that was the kind of movie that was made. But I wasn't incorrect either, but also very, very much enjoyed the original Guardians of the Galaxy in Volume 2 and Volume 3 and the Dungeons & Dragons movie. So why not? Why not use that sort of formula for a movie that looks fun? The cast is rad. I've only played a bit of this game drunk with Blue back during the Blue sessions of my life, but I did enjoy playing it. And this looks close enough to my memory of that plane. So, yeah, and I'm here for it. If you can get Cate Blanchett and Jack Black and Ariana Greenblatt, sign me up. The next little news thing was just an image that got shared from Blue's little brother Jason. A knitted Darth Vader mask showing Grandma Star Wars for the first time. And she knits a Darth Vader mask. I don't know if that's true. It doesn't really matter because it looks cool. And, makes me want to find someone that's very talented with knitting to make it, because it's pretty dope. And then the last little news thing in the Fantabulous Fuzzballs focus is when Darian James Gunn announced principal photography has begun on Superman on Superman's birthday, February 29th. The movie is coming July 11th of next year, and yeah, they're started. They're begun. All the actors, and we don't even know who all the actors are exactly. We don't know Ma and Pa Kent. But yeah, they're rolling, and it's no longer Superman Legacy, just Superman in all caps, and that seems very, very appropriate. Actually, I like that title better, and I'm excited for this movie next year. Honestly, like, I want to enjoy all the days I have ahead of me before July 11th of next year, but I'll be in theaters, and I'll be stoked to see this first shot in James Gunn's DC Universe. So yeah, that's all the Fantabulous Fuzzballs focus. There's a couple more things for y'all. We can talk about letting the Wookiee win, talk some Star Wars news. Didn't hear Star Wars Visions won at the Annie Awards. And if you don't know what the Annie Awards are, that's very, very respected awards for animation. Not like the Academy or the Golden Globes. This is people involved in animation giving credit to fellow animators, and being smart, like, all their categories are broke. You know, you don't have things like Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse going up against Star Wars Visions, because they're different formats and they're different, you know, ways that this animation comes in. So yeah, Spider-Man did win big. It won Best Picture. But it doesn't need to go up against a bunch of righteous shorts. And it's just really, really cool that Visions won a couple. Best Direction, TV Media for Screecher's Reach, and Best Music, TV Media for Owlsong. It also had nominations for Production Design for Sith, and Best Character Animation for Screecher's Reach and I Am Your Mother. I'm okay that they lost in those categories, because they lost to Blue Eye Samurai, which I have said here on the podcast is freaking amazing. Just to be clear, if you're wondering, like, okay, I won some awards. Yes, but The Clone Wars, which is a show I very, very much enjoy and speak highly of, was nominated several times, but it did not win. So it's pretty rad that that this animation is being respected and rewarded. And yeah, I just think that's super dope, and hopefully it means to more visions from the Star Wars universe. I like these, I mean, they're not exactly multiverse stories, but I like these stories that are not canon, but still have the vibe and the flavor and give us some goodness to enjoy. Other news, I actually I quoted from the same interview with Ian McDermott the last time we did a news podcast, but I saw another news article pop up from it, and I was like, oh, that's worth sharing. Basically, it's just Ian McDermott believes that Palpatine's return was justified. Whether you believe it or not, yeah, I'm somebody that Palpatine returning in Rise of Skywalker, there were other ways to do big dads and whatnot, but that's the way they went, and that's what exists in the canon. So, like it or not, it's actually there. But, you know, McDermott does cite that Papa Palpy having a plan B, C, D, E, and F, and having a knowledge in cloning. That's a real thing. He did have that. Palpatine is all about, like, backup plans and whatnot. We even saw that to great effect in Bad Batch Season 2. But he did talk about, you know, George Lucas probably thought that Palpatine was dead, but that J.J. Abrams had different ideas, and he went with it. And he also discussed how Palpatine, you know, being tied to everything does make him one of those ultimate evils. And he said that was a satisfying role and arc to play, which other stories and actors are going to have to compete with in the future. And he is not wrong. If you want exact words, the exact quotes to hear everything that he talked about, I would check out that interview with Empire. It's a good interview and available on the interwebs. Before it gets buried, as the news cycles continue, other Star Wars news, The Acolyte may come to Disney Plus June 5th. Now, this date isn't an official release from Lucasfilm, but it did come from Collider, and I think it probably is pretty on par. It makes sense. Bad Batch will be ending, and there'll be another thing. They're also buried in the story that I was reading, was that Michael Abels, composer who did Nope and Get Out, maybe the composer. Working with Leslie Headlin, normally he works with Jordan Peele and others, but yeah, it's pretty cool. I always like to see what other composers will bring to the Star Wars universe, so not bad in any way, shape, or form. Other Star Wars news, we have Respawn's first-person shooter game has been canceled amid EA layoffs of 670 people. It's sort of a bummer. 5% of the workforce. And also, sort of once upon a time at Disney, worked with somebody who was involved in the game. And I don't know if I can get any details from that person, but I sure am going to try. But when I said it was the Mandalorian game, well, let's not even worry about it because Respawn's no longer working on that. Now, the EA and their companies are still going to work on the next Jedi game, the Jedi Fallen Order game. They're still going to work on the Black Panther game. Still going to work on Iron Man. So it doesn't mean that all games are canceled, but you were looking forward to that first-person shooter. Sorry. You'll just have to find other things to look forward to, like Battlefront Collection, which comes real soon, like I said. The Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 3, did have a fun Clone Wars Easter egg. I don't want to spoil the story, but I will say seeing Void Striders one more time and remember Meeber Gascon and the D-Squad was a nice treat, and that's not a spoiler. Those things that I said aren't things that are actually in the episode, but the Void Striders do make an appearance, and I thought that was cool. That's all the Star Wars stuff, so there's just some flavor of the geek, some geeky flavors to discuss real quick. For more Annie Awards, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 won Best Character Animation Live Action for Groot. So, not just traditional animation or CG animation, you know, the animation that happens in live action movies, which is CG animation, yes, I know. But yeah, that's cool. Like, nice to see the geeky things we like getting some respect from respectable places. There was a poster, an Australian poster for the Deadpool and Wolverine movie that showed friendship bracelets, basically one for Deadpool, one for Wolverine, and then saying when it was coming out. Of course, apparently friendship bracelets like that are a Taylor Swift thing, and now that means she's confirmed as Dazzler. I don't know if any of that stuff is accurate, but you know, people see lots of stuff in the weeds, and in Australian weeds, apparently that is what was seen. This one sort of took me by surprise. Apparently there's going to be a prequel series called Doom Prophecy. It is expected to premiere on Max in late 2024, so this year, we'll take viewers back 10,000 years before Paul Atreides was even born. So, yeah, if you're a big fan of Dune, like Danny wanted to put Muppets in it and all that jazz, hey, you're not getting Muppets, but you're getting a prequel series. So, you know, more sand And don't worry, Anakin won't be there to hate it. You can be Anakin if you want to. You can be Anakin if you want to. But yeah, more Dune coming for y'all. The Crow first look images did appear Vanity Fair. Saw lots of people hating on the way that Bill, as much as people like Boy Kills World, and how Bill Skarsgård looks in that, hating on the way Eric Draven looks. I mean, yeah, I think it's different. I do see when people are like, looks like Jared Leto. I see that too. I get it. He's very ripped. He's very emaciated. He's very tattooed. But guys, this Dune movie has been cursed since the unfortunate demise of Bruce Lee's son, Brandon. And never in a million years did any of us think we were actually going to get a Crow movie. These are first look images. We don't know anything about what this movie's going to be like. Could be freaking good. May just eat your words and be like, oh, okay, I see what they were doing with the look. There's still shots. Like, just fucking get over yourself and let this movie, which we never thought was going to happen, happen. Go see the movie and then have a proper opinion. How about that? It just sort of blows my mind. I'm like, people that wanted it forever, and they're not that. God, nobody's ever happy, I suppose. I'm happy a lot. Very happy right now. I got Doctor Who paused on my screen while I'm recording because I finished show notes while I was watching. That's a freaking potato dwarf saying, sorry, sir, I'm the clever one. Or maybe it's the doctor saying I'm the clever one. Anyways, subtitles on frozen screens, difficult. But it really is a potato dwarf. You don't know what that means? Watch some Doctor Who. Find out. But yeah, I'm a happy boy. And I think it's really cool that they finally got a Crow movie out. So I am curious to see if it's any good. And some still images are not going to dissuade me from making my own. There was news in the Fantabulous Fuzzball Focus about Boys Season 4 coming very soon. Well, guess what? The Boys Season 5 is reportedly filming very soon. They're not even waiting for Season 4 to drop before starting on the next season. So if you like the Boys universe, rejoice. I like the show. I think it's cool. It's different superhero fare to enjoy in the smorgasbord of geekdom that I consume. So yay for me, yay for you, yay for all the boys crew. That was bad. I hate myself sometimes. Wonka, if you like that movie like me, if it was your number one or high on your list, if you like musicals, March 8th on Max. Freaking 5 days, the boys know. They're so excited. It'll be for free. God, we're going to watch Wonka so damn much. And that's okay. To be continued on if it is possible for me to get tired of the Wonka movie. I don't see it happening, but we shall see. And then the live-action Lilo and Stitch movie has apparently wrapped filming like yesterday or the day before. So they filmed it in Hawaii. It's happening. I don't know how you do Stitch in live action and make it work. But you know, they did it with Sonic the Hedgehog, and they've done it with other characters. So hold out hope, and hopefully it is good. I saw some drama over a Godzilla X Kong teaser apparently showing Kong riding Godzilla. If you've heard all that, you can look up Kong riding Godzilla and see the little clip. Actually, I think saw the same thing in the trailer that they showed on the Super Bowl. It's like Godzilla running and Kong jumps for a moment and puts his leg on him and grabs like a tail thingy. Sorry, Blue. I'm sorry, I don't know what is Stegosaurus plates. Plates, there you go. I don't the plates, I think they're called. But, it just grabbed for a moment. It's not. When somebody says to me, Godzilla riding, or Kong riding Godzilla, Godzilla riding Kong, that's hot. That's sexy. But I'm literally thinking, like, you know, full straddle into battle. I need to stop rhyming. But that's not what it is. You can check it out. Sometimes the interwebs. And other weird interweb stuff, Sam Mendes is going to direct four separate Beatles biopics. No, the one of the biggest bands ever can't have one movie showing all four people. It needs four. Each movie told from the point of view of Paul and Ringo and Larry. That's just to piss somebody off. Yes, John and Ringo and George and Paul.
I can't do a good John Lennon, but I'm Ringo Starr, and I'm the fourth Panther. Pete Best, he was gone, and I was in, and I'm from Liverpool.
So yeah, he's going to do all four stories, which are apparently going to lead to their breakup in 1970. The good news is, full life story and music rights have been granted by the living Beatles and the estates of the two that are gone. Sony Pictures is the financier for the films. Apparently they're all going to appear in 2027. In a, quote, innovative and groundbreaking way, end quote. So, yeah, if you're, I enjoy the music of the Beatles. Just the other day when we were driving, where were we driving to? We're driving the Kings game or the Tie Guys playoffs in Burbank. I don't know. We put on Apple Music and just listened to Beatles music and enjoyed it very much. So they are a good band. And if this is your jam, biopics. They're doing lots and lots of different biopics. I think Amy Winehouse and the Bee Gees and Michael Jackson and theaters right now is the Bob Marley one. It's they like to do the biopics on the different stars people really enjoy. This is no different. Only it's pretty freaking huge. Four movies all across 1 year, one director, different points of view. Wild. Seems like a big monumental task, but hopefully it turns out very good. My friend posted this really cool thing, so I'm not going to tell you what it is I'm actually talking about. What I'll tell you is go to the O'Reilly Auto Parts website, search 121G, or part 121G, and all I can say is it's heavy and you're welcome. That's really, really freaking cool, and I would be so interested if anybody actually looks it up. It's part 121G on O'Reilly Auto Parts website. So freaking cool. Made my day. Thanks to my friend Jen for sharing it. Also, did you see that McDonald's has gone full anime? Yeah, they literally are sort of turned into a McDonald's like you would see in an anime. The cups say McDonald's. I didn't actually check to see if like the fry boxes and everything said it too, but definitely the cup I had to have my drink said McDonald's. I took a picture. I'll try to share it on my Instagram if I remember. Then they have a special anime sauce. Anime, it's full in. When McDonald's is like, yeah, we're even going to represent ourselves as we're represented in anime so that we can't sue them. It's pretty freaking cool. Makes me very happy that we finally talked about anime here on the podcast several months back. Saw an article about WB execs, Warner Brothers execs, reportedly very much regret releasing the Snyder Cut. Yeah, Duffface, you guys caved to fan pressure. I'm very happy that Zack Snyder got to finish his Justice League. Because Joss Whedon crapped all over it and gave us a bad movie. And Snyder was at least able to show us his vision, which was a better movie. But yes, when you let fans do stuff, they're going to be emboldened. And it does embolden them. And now, yes, you have a very vocal fandom that doesn't like any of the stuff you're doing and thinks that they have power. And, it's a big pain in the ass, I'm sure, but you did it to yourself. And eventually, some of these fans should quiet down, but who knows, maybe you'll have your hashtags forever. Maybe you did this to yourself. It doesn't mean you can't continue to make the other stuff. It just means you're going to have that vocal minority that's always unhappy and remembers that taste of victory and longs for victory in the future. And you just need to not give them any more victories other than giving them good quality content. Hopefully we'll make them forget. I don't see a lot of people that bring back Tim Burton's Batman universe. You know what I mean? Bring back Adam West's Batman 66, man. Like, yeah, people enjoy the things that they enjoy. And when there's new avenues and new roads, it's difficult. You go back and you're like, I like that thing before. But yeah, you just gotta move ahead. And hopefully it all works out. And hopefully it will with Superman, who was, I don't think I said it properly, he was born on leap year. Yeah, I sort of buried that in that James Gunn news. But yeah, what a leap. Superman, leaping over tall buildings even. I was actually going to post about Superman's birthday on leap year and then realized that I just didn't want to post something that my stepmom would see and like, oh, Superman's birthday is more important than mine. No. Not the case, Miss B. That's, I did not post anything about Superman's birthday on leap year. But then James Gunn did post it for me, so at least I could talk about it and have a title for this here episode. And the last little news just has a little bit more to do with Superman. We know who is going to be Perry White. and it's none other than Wendell Pierce. I think it's dope. I like having having an African American actor as Perry White. And if you're a fan of The Wire, you would know him from there. Yeah. So that's all the news. That's everything for you. Hopefully, this real quick little dive into the news did it for you. One of the shorter episodes. I mean, I've watched some stuff. I am caught up on The Simpsons season 35. Me and the wife are watching For All Mankind season 3, which we very, very much enjoy. We did go through all 8 episodes of the Avatar: The Last Airbender show. I enjoyed it. But I need to talk about it with somebody who's an even bigger fan than I am of that. Maybe Roman, if you're listening, if you're down, you let me know. Jack, if you're listening and you're down, you let me know. I have watched Quantum Leap season 2, everything but the 2-hour-long finale. That's in my future. I did rewatch The Marvels when it dropped on Disney Plus. I still very much like that movie. And I continue to watch a whole bunch of Doctor Who, as evidenced by me saying it's paused right now on the screen. I think I've been at least watching like 4 to 6 episodes a week as I can find time. And I'm almost done with the Matt Smith run. So we're headed to Capaldi. It'll probably take me like another week to get to Peter Capaldi. But yeah, I'm just going through that list that Roman and Eddie gave me from that Doctor Who episode, which is another episode I can plug. I thought that was a very, very good discussion with the boys all about Doctor Who. And it's only like 5 episodes back, something like that. I don't know the exact number of it. For 387, it's probably 383 is my guess. And if that's not a correct guess, it's right there on your pod, Peter. I promise. But that's it. Unfortunately, I haven't caught up on the second part of Invincible Season 2. I am watching Bad Batch Season 3. There's only been 4 episodes. Actually, I think I said it was Episode 3 had the voice writers. I'm sorry, friends. It was Episode 4 because the premiere was 3 episodes. So Season 3, Episode 4 has the voice writers. For some reason, my brain was thinking back in the days when they would start with 2 episodes. But the premiere was 3 episodes. So I am 4 episodes into the Bad Batch because that's all that's out. And very, very much enjoying the tone of the Bad Batch Season 3. It's good sauce. But I think there'll be a Geeks Watch at some point where I'll talk more about all of this stuff, if that meets with your approval, my dear friends. But I'm going to wrap up this level of the podcast. We're going to keep it short. We're going to keep it sweet. You know where to find me, Laugh at a Fuzzball Podcast at gmail.com. At Wookie Riot on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky. Although I'm not very active on any of them. Instagram, I'm probably the most active, and it does send me notifications if you try to contact me there. At least I'd have that. Of course, on the Fantabulous, Fantabulous Fuzzballs Focus, that's not what it's called. It's the Laugh It Up Fuzzballs Facebook group. Plug, plug, plug. Join over 700 geeks talking geeky. And, want to buy merch? tpublic.com. You can either search Laugh It Up Fuzzball in the search bar and find all of our stuff, or Laugh It Up Fuzzball, it would be tpublic.com/laugh-it-up-fuzzball, or /user/laugh-it-up-fuzzball. So, totally messed that up. But yeah, if you want to support the podcast, that's the best way, or go directly to the Spotify for Podcasters, and there's a little widget where you can support the podcast that way. Nobody's ever done it. If you want to be the first person and drop a buck and have me just make you the official sponsor of the podcast for a buck for like ever and a day, sure, go ahead and do that if you're so inclined. But yeah, that's everything. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully it was a real quick news roundup for all of you. I'm going to finish this up looking at the waveforms. There's some clicks and beeps and boops I got to quickly edit out just because I try to be nice to your ears. And yeah, that's it. Be excellent to each other. Party on, dudes. And TTFN, Wookie out.